Epilogue by Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III, the last of the great Viking heroes. Human hearts are not made out of stone, thank Thor. They can break and heal and beat again. I never spoke to my mother about Humongously Hotshot, and she never once mentioned his name. I watched her very closely when she returned from her quest, and my father was bustling all around her, chatting excitedly all about the volcano and how the barbaric archipelago was nearly wiped off the planet by
those wretched extermi thingamies. You'd have given them what for, Valley, my darling. Oh, my goodness, we could have done with your help. But we remembered what you always say, never surrender, and we didn't, did we, Hiccup?
When my father got to the bit about how Humongous the hero had appeared out of nowhere after all those years when everybody thought he was dead, just at exactly the right moment to save the life of her only son, my mother bent down very quickly to adjust the leg straps on her armour. She was down there for quite a while, adjusting those leg straps. But when she straightened up again, her face, though a little red, was perfectly calm. And she smiled at my father and kissed him on the cheek. And she said, "You are quite right, Stoic, my dear. Never surrender. Shall we go in for dinner?" Who knows what she felt that long, long time ago, when Humongous first failed to come back from his quest. Whether she, too, used to watch from her window, out to the sea, yearning and yearning, waiting and waiting for him to come sailing back to her. And he never came. Many, many years later, when I was a tall, grown-up man and my mother was an elderly woman, my mother was climbing onto her riding dragon, getting ready to go off on yet another of her quests. And this was a bit trickier for her now, because despite being a grandmother, she still insisted on wearing full body armour. She wobbled onto the dragon's back, creaking horribly at the joints, with two poor warriors trying to assist her, and with her snapping at them, "I don't need your help. I am perfectly capable of climbing up here on my own." Did I dream it? Or, as she swung unsteadily upwards, did something really come loose from around her neck and drop for a moment into the sunlight? Did it catch a sun ray and wink at me? One small red wink. I think I saw the ruby heart stone hanging around her neck on a fine golden chain. It was only for a second, that wink of her heart that she normally kept so guarded, because as soon as she got herself settled on the dragon, she picked up whatever it was and stuffed it back inside her armour again. Then she pulled down her visor so that her lined old woman face disappeared, and all you could see peering out was her eyes. Time had not aged those eyes. They were the same bright blue that once gazed out at Humongous all those many years ago.
"Yikes!"
my mother cried out in youthful excitement, anticipating the fun of the quest ahead, and she kicked her dragon's flank with her heels and flew off into the heavens. I watched her go, a tall, armoured figure sitting upright on her dragon, her white hair flowing out from under her helmet, her sword still steady in her hand, getting smaller and smaller until she disappeared into the clouds entirely. And all I could hear carried to me on the wind was the last echoes of her voice crying out, "Into the battle!" I never saw her again. She was killed on the battlefield that very afternoon. 76 years old, and still fighting. She was a great hero, my mother.